Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
So, you'd like to believe in God, but there's a question that's been troubling you. Was Adolf Hitler a Christian? Welcome to our program, the theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Today's biggest atheist talking point, one that has come up often, loudly claims that Christianity is responsible for most of the evil in the world. When Christians retort by mentioning a certain German movement of national, godless socialists called Nazism, the quick response is, oh yeah, well, Adolf Hitler was a Christian. Obviously, not all atheists believe this. There are atheists, and then there are atheists. Some people simply do not believe in God. They go through life without even thinking about religion. It's just not a deal to them. Not a big part of their lives. Takes up no thought whatsoever. Others are very passionate about the fact that they do not believe in God. So passionate that they unite together and form organizations. It is the latter grouping of atheists who I am referring to right now. And so, this has come up in my formal debates with atheists held on college campuses, an outrageous talking point. Hitler was a Christian. Is this true? No, it's not true. Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I'll bet you already knew that one. I'll bet the suspense was not exactly killing you. You see, you don't always need a Christian apologist to answer everything. All right. I'll give you a little more. I shouldn't have to. One would think that such an absurd statement needed no reply. Unfortunately, it is one of but many lies which today's generation is swallowing like a Ben and Jerry's hot fudge sundae. But I'm not accusing all of my atheist friends. Indeed, many of them are sincere when they repeat this drivel. Nevertheless, they of all people, since they love to claim the intellectual high ground, should know better than to repeat something without investigation. There is a great moral divide in America today, but at the moment, and who knows how much longer this moment is even going to last, at the moment, the historical revisionists have not yet succeeded in painting the Nazis positively. This is evident in Hollywood, where terrorists are still Nazis. Most of today's directors in Hollywood wouldn't dare use a terrorist group like ISIS in their pictures. In any event, since, for now, we all agree that Hitler was the epitome of evil, neither side wants to claim him, and calling Hitler a Christian is a wild card, which many an atheist have attempted to play while debating me. So again, allow me to set the record straight in as blunt and honest a manner as possible. Adolf Hitler was not a Christian. Anybody who says Hitler was a Christian knows nothing about Hitler, or nothing about Christianity, or nothing about either. It's usually the latter. They know nothing about either. Now, it's true that Hitler was born into a Catholic family. At the risk of making an outrageous understatement, being born into a Catholic family in Europe is not an uncommon phenomenon. No, Hitler did not ever formally denounce his Catholicism, but neither was he practicing it anymore by the time he came into power. At times, Hitler made positive comments about Christianity. After all, he did not wish to alienate the church. The Lutheran and Catholic churches, too, their shame, supported Hitler in the beginning, partly because he did little to interfere with church life. Now, I did a previous program that you can still look up in the archives about hypocrisy, religious hypocrisy, and I made it very clear in that program that just because somebody claims to be a Christian, that does not mean they are. At least it doesn't mean that they were born again or have a relationship with Jesus. There are a lot of people that go to church and they have no idea what it really means to be a Christian, and they certainly don't live the Christian life as empowered by the Spirit of God. So what would the Bible have to say about churches, pastors, priests who supported Hitler, or at least continued supporting him after it became very clear what he was all about? People get deceived easily. People get brainwashed easily. We can perhaps extend a little bit of grace, a little bit of slack to people that got caught up in the charisma of Hitler early on. But his true colors showed right away. At that time, what would the Bible say about somebody willfully following such a person? Well, it's very clear, actually, very early in Jesus' ministry, in his Sermon on the Mount. And you can find this in Matthew chapter 7. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." These are important words, folks. If somebody's calling Jesus Lord, that means somebody considers themselves a Christian. Christian means follower of Christ. But he's saying there are people who call themselves followers who are not really his followers. They are not doing the will of his Father. And he went on in this place to talk about how on Judgment Day, people would stand before him and brag about their religiosity. This would include, at the very least, going to church and organizing. And he said to them, and I quote, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers." That word "to know" in Greek referred to an intimate knowledge. He's saying, "I never had a relationship with you." Jesus is defining Christianity. I don't care how the world defines Christianity. I don't care how some atheist defines it. I don't care how some historian might define it. Jesus is the one who defines Christianity. A Christian is one who does the will of the Father, but they do the will of the Father because they have a relationship with God. Later on in the New Testament, it's explained that apart from this relationship, apart from the supernatural power of God, the forgiveness of Christ, we would be incapable of following him, but we end up following him, or at least we're in a relationship where we're slowly but surely learning to follow him better. Christianity defines Christianity. The secular world does not define Christianity. Now, in time, many of the Christians in Germany, at least the real Christians of Germany, did rise to the occasion and resist the godless tyranny of the Nazi party by forming the underground confessional church. One such pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, was hung in a German prison for his beliefs. Although supporting the church may have been politically expedient early on, Hitler was not shy about his true beliefs. First, the man did not believe in God at all. He was an open admirer of Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher famous for the "God is Dead" poem. By his own confession, the closest Hitler came to accepting the notion of a deity was through nature. In other words, he believed in pantheism, that nature and God are one and the same. Certainly, this can be called a religion, but it has nothing to do with the God of the Bible or any general concept of God as a creator or a thinking, feeling entity. Hitler was a pantheist. That has been documented. As for Christianity itself, Hitler considered it a heavy blow to mankind. That's also been documented. He denied that Jesus was a Jew, which at the very least proves his complete unfamiliarity and repudiation of the New Testament. How can you be a Christian if you don't accept the New Testament? But Hitler went even further, calling Jesus the illegitimate son of a Roman soldier. My friend, if you are an atheist, I respect your skepticism. I really do. I was an atheist myself once. Just a word to the wise. Find a better argument than this one. Hitler was a pantheist and a follower of Nietzsche. He also believed in the illegitimate birth of Christ, claimed publicly that Christianity was not good for the world, and demonstrated zero understanding of the New Testament. This is not much of a Christian resume. Of course, we are dancing around the most obvious observation of all. Hitler did not live the Christian life commanded by Jesus. He did not show the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right? And that, sweet Virginia, is another understatement, perhaps the understatement of the century, or in this case, the understatement of both the 20th and 21st centuries. This is Bob Siegel, once again making the obvious obvious, and boy, did I really have to make the obvious obvious this time.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.